This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today's U.S. Supreme Court decision on Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health has sent the future of abortion access to the states. CPR's Benta Berkland reports Colorado law allows abortion regardless of the Supreme Court decision.
This year, Democratic state lawmakers actually went a step further and passed a law that explicitly states women in Colorado have a right to an abortion. So Democrats enshrined what was the practice already in Colorado into state law. Governor Jared Polis signed that bill in April.
That's CPR's Benta Berkland. 13 states, including Colorado neighbors Texas, Utah, and Wyoming, have trigger laws that make abortion illegal now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. The Supreme Court has ruled the U.S. Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. The procedure will remain legal in Colorado, and the state's providers are preparing for an increase in appointments as people travel from elsewhere in the country. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says it expects to see appointments increase by about 20% over the next 3 years. Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper voted for a bipartisan gun safety bill Thursday. The bill would close the boyfriend loophole, crack down on straw purchases, and include funding for mental health and school safety. Bennet spoke on the Senate floor.
And frankly, I don't know how anybody on this floor could object to any of those ideas. I don't know how anyone could go home and say they opposed investing in mental health or making sure they're not letting a troubled 18-year-old have access to an AR-15.
The bill passed the Senate and now goes to the House, where it's expected to win approval despite strong opposition from Republicans. This is CPR News and KRCC.